Kia ora, Nick. Well, reshaping streets is this new proposal from the government. It aims to give councils more freedom in changing the street layout and making vehicles such as cars or trucks less of a priority. What are some of your concerns about that?
Well, there are a number of concerns. The first one is that we're told, on the one hand, by the government that they are wanting a national freight strategy. And then on the other hand, they're essentially saying that, you know, 70 plus councils around the country can have a bit of an experiment without any consultation and do what they like within reason around closing down streets, putting impeding traffic movement through vehicle restrictions such as traffic calming and those raised beaches. And all the things, of course, that increase idling and stop fuel efficient driving. So the emissions thinking, you know, hasn't been thought through particularly well. But, you know, there isn't this sort of standardised understanding of why it's important for freight to be able to move without restriction as much as possible. They don't understand it on speed limits. And they certainly don't understand it, you know, as when we had a case recently that we dealt with in Taranaki of a town wanting to slow its the speed through the main street to 30 kilometres an hour. Now, you know, you can understand why that is. And actually, I've got no problem with the sort of philosophy that, you know, you've got to put humans first. And that, you know, you shouldn't be a slave to all traffic. But at the same time, it's horses for courses, isn't it?
Mm.
So we've said with this small town, okay, we understand you want to encourage people to walk and for kids to cycle across town and the main state highway that runs through with trucks and other traffic doesn't help those movements occur. But what we've said is, and this is a policy I think that we've adopted now at Transport in New Zealand, is that we're actually going to say, well, if a town wants to do that, you should adopt the heavy vehicle bypass that some places have already got, of course. And that way you really ensure that you can separate your vehicles and that freight and any other, you know, if it's cars or whatever else that want to go through past the town, you know, at a reasonable speed, so they're not held up on their journey, but they can do that easily.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, reshaping streets, I think, is going to lead to this position where, you know, I think we're going to see common sense thrown out the window in some cases, and a lot of traffic will just come to a halt.
Do you think freight is just being overlooked? Why haven't they thought about this as it is one of the government's priorities?
Yeah, look, I think that the problem is that often, and I've spoken to the local councils a couple of times, you know, at the road control authority meetings, and they're actually a lot of very sensible people that work for those councils, but I often think their voices are drowned out by planning teams and what have you. Often, you know, freight is given no consideration. It's as simple as that. And so the government might say on a sort of a nationwide level, oh, we're going to think about the way freight moves and we've got to enable that to happen. Of course, they want less freight to move on trucks. We don't think that's going to be particularly practical, but that's another argument. The risk with reshaping streets is it hands power over to councils, which once again I don't object to in principle, but often these are people that have never thought about the way goods move around the country. And so the last thing they're thinking of is the movement of a truck. And you know, you think, oh, well, it might be a couple of minutes here, but if a line haul truck is going from Palmerston North to Wellington or Wellington to Auckland, you know, it could pass through half a dozen or a dozen small towns. And if each one has decided to do something different in it, like most of them slow traffic, it can make a big difference to a journey. And we know what that difference is. It's costs. It's time and it's cost.
It's also the environment, isn't it? It's emissions too, because if you slow down, as you say, adding to the emissions.
Slow vehicles down, stop the vehicles, force them to idle, force them to slow down and then accelerate, it adds to emissions. That's exactly right.
So what do you think are some of the solutions, Nick, that, you know, they should be looking at?
Well, I think they've got to really match the rhetoric with the fact that they say they want to, you know, have a nationwide freight strategy that actually does something. And I think there should be guidelines to councils that say, that these are the things that you've got to do to enable freight movement. The other thing, if I could just say, that I find quite disturbing is when you go along, you know, as we do in Wellington, which is why we're here on behalf of the industry, we go along to meetings with senior bureaucrats, and when they're asked what the key objective of their role is, they respond with things like, oh, it's about influencing, my job is about influencing behavioural change among New Zealanders. Well, you know, there's nothing scarier really in my mind than public officials who are motivated by that sort of thing, because their job is actually work for the public and for the, you know, the sort of outcomes that are going to make our country safer, make it more productive, definitely lower emissions. And yet often they get obsessed with the ideology around the means to these things rather than actually the outcomes that we need. And, you know, we are transitioning to a decarbonised economy over time, and it will take time. What we don't want to do in the short term is put in place designs of road speed environments, put barriers up that in the short term actually add to emissions and slow the trucking industry down.
Yeah, and also the other thing about the pilot study, they're saying it would be a two-year pilot. Now, if they do that for 2 years, it's sort of done and dusted then, isn't it? It's a fait accompli. It'd be hard to go back on.
Well, that's exactly it. I think that's what they're sort of hoping. And the other thing is, if you invest money for a pilot program, now they don't have to consult, I don't think, but if you invest money in physical works and then you've got to undo them, there's a lot of money wasted, there's a lot of time wasted. You slow down people and freight for what end? And that is really where the focus has to be. What is the end that we are seeking here? And I think often the means, where it comes to transport policy, runs contrary to the ends.
Okay, let's hope we can see some positive change on that. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you, David.